Hey, girl, what's up with you?
Wait a minute, is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on, just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line. Excuse me, ma'am. I'm going to need your name, your number, and your insurance information. Because you just blindsided me with your beauty.
Oh, my God, that's kind of
adorable. Also, your booty.
Whoa, okay.
Anyway, after he says that, whatever you do, don't take his glasses and run away. Instead, tell him that he's hilarious and give him the number to the Loser Line so hopefully he calls it and leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Yo, Courtney. Send me those pics. I sent you like 6 texts. I got nothing right now. You promised me some drunken funny. You doing all sorts of sexy stuff. What's good? It's like 3 in the morning. What are you doing?
Next message.
Send me some pics. Sleeping and not thinking about you because she gave you the Loser Line.
Yeah.
I hate when we hear guys the Loser Line that I want to make fun of, and then I'm like, but I dated that guy.
Yeah, right?
And you're probably sending pics.
Yeah. Brooke, what up?
Dang it.
Here's another message.
Next message.
Macy, it's so I know I blew my chance with you. I got a little drunk and blew up your DMs. I was trying to slide into your DMs and the tequila, it made me do it. Anyways, what's your friend Hannah's Instagram? She's super hot and I really want some of that in my life. So send that to me ASAP.
ASAP.
Rude.
So he realizes he screwed up. He got the Loser Line. He doesn't know that. But
yeah.
He realizes he screwed up by sending her too many DMs. And he's like, okay. I seemed weird to you, but would your friend be down?
Yeah.
Basically.
He was so dorky. I mean, it really shows that DB's, like, being a douche knows no limits.
It's just like he just learned the new slang.
Direct messages. I don't know if you know where those are. That's on your, if you're on your Instagram, you look up in the corner there and you can click it. Yeah. I slid in there a bunch.
Next message.
Hey, this is going to sound weird. I saw your real estate advertisement, and you know, it had your picture on it and everything. And I called your office, they gave me your cell number, and here we are. I'm really not interested in buying a house, I'm not selling, but something about your picture just kind of spoke to me. So, I was just wondering if maybe you'd like to give me a call sometime and we could maybe meet up. My name is Chris. Talk to you soon.
Next
good
message.
Work for whoever works at that real estate company.
Yeah.
Giving this dude the Loser Line. That's one of my favorite things to hear is when you can tell how somebody got it. So obviously this dude saw an ad for a real estate agent and was calling the office trying to hit on her. And they're like, yeah, sure. Here's her cell phone number.
And I never thought about how hard it would be if you were a hot real estate agent.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have your number.
Your face on all the benches and
with
all of a sudden.
With the phone number. Always with the phone number.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you.
The creepers that open houses. Like of it.
Yeah. Dudes are like, yeah. I'm looking to buy like a $10 million house to make a ton of money. So I wonder if we could drive around Saturday looking at some $10 million houses.
Yeah,
we should totally get like dinner after this, don't you think? I'm a millionaire, but we're going to go to Chili's.
She's like, you do realize that I'm going to have to see your financials before you.
Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, Bridget, it's Joe. We met the other night at Claire's birthday party. And I'm calling to say that we probably shouldn't go out. It's not that I don't like you, it has nothing to do with you. I saw you talking to this other girl who I know, and, well, actually a little more than know. We messed around a little. I was in my 20s, and she was in her teens. She was legal. I mean, no, don't get the wrong idea. I mean, at least she looked like she was legal. The cops aren't after me yet. I don't think it would be a good idea if we started dating, because if we hit it off, we'd always have that thing hanging over our heads. You know, me messing around with a teenager. Take care.
Next message. Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. I can't decide. What was he going for there?
I don't know.
Like, was he doing reverse psychology?
He was trying to be like, hey, younger chicks like me.
Yeah, but that's too young, bro. That's not impressive anymore.
Was it just some sort of weird confessional? Like, he had to get it off his chest to somebody.
Maybe that's why he got the Loser Line phone number. When he was asking for a number, he broke that to her. Like, yeah, can I get your number? You're of age, right? Because I've messed around with a teenager before. Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, Alexis. It's
So, no, we're supposed to meet at the club tonight. Here's the thing, little snapu here on my end. I did something real stupid. I don't know. I'm sure you've never done this, but I'm an idiot. I ate clams linguine from a freaking food truck today for lunch. Mm. Sounded like a good idea. Hindsight, not so much. My stomach is a freaking mess, right? It is a wreck. I mean, we are just turning and turning. I don't know what is going on. Like, I can't even sit on my couch. It's literally the only place I've had a seat in the last 3 hours is the freaking toilet. Like, it's not good. It's World War III in there. But I wanted to call because I think you're amazing, right? And I don't want to miss this opportunity. I mean, I would wear an adult diaper to get to see you. Like, three diapers might be needed, but I would do it, all right? So just giving you a call. Want you to know that I will do whatever it takes. I'm a trooper. I'll wear the diaper, all right? Let's make it happen.
Next message.
Probably one of the sweetest things I've ever heard.
I mean, does he really think someone's going to say yes to that? Like, yes, do wear the diaper.
That would be hilarious to sit across from table from somebody on a date and just know what's going on.
Why are you closing your eyes?
Yeah. Hold
on. Oh, my God.
Why do you keep pausing in the middle of your conversation? Oh, I know why.
Yeah.
You're wearing the diaper.
Yeah, until he asks you to change it for him later.
Oh, man.
And sadly, somebody heard that and just was like, ooh.
Gross.
Remember, if you want the number to the loser line, all you have to do is listen regularly on Mondays at 7:10 and 9:10. Your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.